tariffs and guns. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. President Biden touched on both of those topics while briefly speaking to reporters in Delaware this morning. As for tariffs on China, he hasn't decided whether or not to lift them, but plans to speak to his Chinese counterpart soon. On guns, he reflected on the legislation being negotiated in the Senate.
I am happy with progress. I'm prepared to sign it, and I'm ready to go.
The Senate Republican leading discussions on gun control got booed last night at the Texas GOP convention. According to the Houston Chronicle, crowds of people shouted, "No gun control," as John Cornyn was speaking. Later, he reportedly told several people, "I've never given in to mobs, and I'm not starting today." Soaring inflation, rising crime, and skyrocketing illegal border crossings have Republicans predicting victory in the November midterms. They're gathering at the Faith and Freedom Conference in Nashville.
They're hitting the Republican argument here, economy, energy, gas prices, and the border, and the ongoing two-decade high of apprehensions along the southern border. Senator Rick Scott's in charge of getting Republicans elected to the Senate.
We got dangerous invasion of the border, drugs and criminals marching in every day. We got escalating spending and debt. Finally, nations have borders. We're going to secure a border, build a damn wall, and when we do, we're going to name it after President Donald J. Trump.
Former President Trump says if Republicans retake control of Congress, one of the first bills they should pass is funding for more ICE and Border Patrol agents.
Fox's Rich Edson. The soaring cost of living brought thousands of people to the streets of London. They demanded the government do more to help people cope with expenses for food and energy that are rising faster than their wages. Some demonstrators held banners reading, "Cut war, not welfare." America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Historic floodwaters are receding at Yellowstone National Park.
Rainfall combined with fast snowmelt caused flooding in northwest Montana. The severity of the flooding prompted officials to evacuate Yellowstone National Park this past week.
We have basements filled with mud. We've had homes washed away. We've had bridges that have been washed away. But we're committed to rebuild this.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte notes it's not just Yellowstone Park that is impacted, but he had a message to would-be visitors to the park who heard about the flooding.
We're open. You got to come. There's so much to do in Montana.
President Biden signed a disaster declaration this week for the state. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
When the punishing floods tore through, Governor Gianforte wasn't in Montana. In fact, he wasn't even in the U.S. The Republican was on vacation in Italy, and it took a couple of days for his office to reveal that. Gianforte is facing criticism for not returning home right away and not immediately disclosing his whereabouts. His office says he was briefed regularly. From major flooding to searing heat, millions of Americans spent much of this week trying to keep cool, and it could get harder to do that in the coming days and weeks.
In a report by the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, two-thirds of the country could experience rolling blackouts this summer. The group points to three major factors: post-pandemic energy demand, climate change, and war. It's a huge concern in a state like Arizona, where the temperatures easily sizzle into the triple digits.
Fox's CJ Papa. High temperatures and oppressive humidity are killing off cattle in Kansas. The state health department says it's aware of at least 2,000 cattle deaths. The state is now trying to help dispose of the carcasses. The sweltering heat is expected to stick around into next week. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.